There is a difference. There is a difference between those who only know of Christ and those who are living their lives in the Lord. See, the first group of believers come to know who Christ is. They accept Christ Jesus as the Son of God, but they don't change anything about themselves to become like him in any way. The second group of believers come to understand that just knowing God the Father in Christ Jesus does not reap the full measure of God's blessing in our lives. We not only come to know what God the Father has done through Christ Jesus, we desire to live in Christ. We desire to receive all the promises of God in our lives, so we turn and place our faith and hope in Christ Jesus. We allow the Spirit of the Lord to redirect our steps and our thoughts and our actions so we're able to live in Christ Jesus. We bear our cross, which represents the work the Lord is doing in our lives every day. So let's review in Christ Jesus. See, for us to get to where God has called us to be in Christ Jesus, we have to come into the light of Christ. See, God the Father sent Christ Jesus into the world to be a light for his people. But there is a problem. We love darkness instead of light because we love our sinful deeds that gives us so much pleasure. It's this love of sinful pleasure that makes us not accept God's standards for living in the life, for living in the Son, Christ Jesus. We portray to others that we're walking in Christ Jesus, but we know that there are things that we don't expose because it will create shame in us. We can't fool ourselves now. If we're not walking in God's truth, then we'll struggle to walk in Christ Jesus. See, the Father raised Christ Jesus from the dead. He created a way for his people to live in Christ. He created a process for us to cross over to live in his Son, Christ Jesus. But because of the deceitfulness of sin, it's hard for us to stay in Christ. Yes, we believe Christ Jesus died and was raised. He washed away our sins, but we struggle. We struggle seeing ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. We don't know how to stop sin from reigning in our mortal bodies. We don't know how to stop following sinful desires. We don't know how to stop using the parts of our bodies as an instrument of sin. Look at the world we live in. We're not changing it into the image of Christ Jesus. Instead, many are trying to change God's standard of living in Christ so they're not ashamed of their lifestyle. See, we can't change what God has done. We can't change what God has spoken. What God has put in place stands forever. See, Christ Jesus going to the cross made a way for us to live in him. See, our sins would have condemned us. Christ washed away. In Christ, there's no condemnation when we accept our Lord. By Christ going to the cross, he set us free from the law of sin and death. By Christ going to the cross, he took up on our sins and fulfilled the requirements of the law, which God the Father put in place. So you and I have to accept and place our faith in what God the Father has done through Christ Jesus. See, look, if God did not raise Christ Jesus from the dead, then all our preaching is useless and so is our faith. See, if God did not raise Christ Jesus from the dead, then all our teaching about the Lord is false. See, if God did not raise Christ Jesus from the dead, we're still living in all our sins and there is no forgiveness. See, if all the scriptures about the cross of Christ is a lie, then we can't have any hope in the Lord. We're still pitiful and we are completely in darkness. But thanks be to God, he did raise his Son, Christ Jesus, from the dead. Though Adam, mankind came to experience death, but through our belief and hope and faith in Christ Jesus, God made us alive in Christ. See, God the Father just didn't stop at the cross. He made a way for us to be protected from the work of the devil. See, he crowned his Son, Christ Jesus, with glory and authority. He placed everything under his feet. Everything except God himself is under Christ's authority, including the devil. See, Christ defeated the devil. We must believe. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 27 to 28. See, if we can understand what God the Father has done, we can escape all the sinful desires that keep dragging us into sin. See, we can resist the temptation of the devil and live in the freedom of the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 27 to 28 says, "For he has put everything under his feet." Now, when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all. See, God the Father didn't stop at the cross. He didn't stop at giving Christ Jesus all the authority. See, God also seated and sealed all his promises ever spoken to mankind in Christ Jesus. So it'll all be yes in the Lord. See, look what God the Father has done for you and I if we can receive it. See, God the Father didn't stop at the cross. He didn't stop at giving Christ Jesus all the authority. See, God didn't stop at sealing all his promises in Christ Jesus. God the Father also anointed and placed his spirit in those who accept his son Christ Jesus as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Look at what God the Father has done through Christ Jesus. Come on now, church. God the Father didn't stop at the cross. He didn't stop at giving Christ Jesus all authority. God didn't stop at sealing all his promises in Christ Jesus. God the Father didn't stop at anointing us with his spirit. God the Father sees all who accept his son as a new creation, reconciling all those who believe in his son Christ Jesus to himself, not counting any of our sins against us. Look what God has done through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All that God the Father has done through his son Christ Jesus was done to offer us freedom. It's what the cross of Christ represents for those who have given themselves to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. But this freedom can only be realized if there's a willingness on our part to live by a standard. See, if for us to endure and stand firm in God's word represented by the cross. So we can't be a slave again to a lifestyle that goes against the work done by God through Christ Jesus. We can't serve God any other way except through the work done at the cross. See, we have to remain obligated to the cross and what it stands for in our lives. See, we were dead and made alive in Christ Jesus. See, God's promise was made available. See, Christ has all authority and power. We receive God's spirit. We're made a new creation. So there's a reason Christ Jesus calls all who believe in him to pick up their cross and carry it daily. See, it represents the work that goes on and has been done in us through Christ Jesus to glorify God. See, through the cross, all sins was washed away. See, through the cross, we experience God's authority. See, through the cross, God's promises are fulfilled. Through the cross, we receive the Holy Spirit. It's through the cross we receive freedom from the stronghold of this world and Satan. It's through the cross that we receive a new beginning. See, without the work at the cross, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus. See, these days, instead of being strong and steadfast in the word of God, we're trying to water it down. Maybe we think in doing this will help people come to believe. How many times do we have to water down the word of God for those who are lost and living a sinful lifestyle? See, each time we do this, the word of God loses power to change a life. Should we not follow the example the Apostle Paul gave us, who's brought before King Felix, and instead of watering down the word of God, he gave a discord on God's righteousness and being self-controlled in the coming judgment. Even though Felix could not handle the truth, he knew he needed to hear more. Though he wanted to find a way to get past the problem, he heard God's truth. See, we have to have complete faith and hope in Christ Jesus, trusting in the grace given to us so we're able to speak about God's righteousness and be a living testimony about Christ. See, the Lord equips us so we don't lack any spiritual gift to do the work we're called to do, so we can speak boldly the words that are revealed to us. See, God has called us into fellowship with his son, Christ Jesus. We must be faithful in word and deed. See, our faith and hope has to be in Christ Jesus. We can't nullify the work done at the cross. We must remember that God chose the foolish thing, the weak things of this world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things to despise things, the things that are not to nullify the things that are. See, Christ is the one that went to the cross, not you and I. If there's a need to boast, then we need to boast about the Lord's work. See, we spend a lot of time trying to justify ourselves before others, either by showing off our financial resources or displaying our spiritual gifts or by our knowledge or our position, but neither of this would justify us in Christ Jesus. There's only one way for us to be justified in Christ, and that is through our faith in him. See, not even our religion or our traditions or our denomination is going to be able to justify us in Christ Jesus. See, it's going to take faith and hope in the Lord for us to endure while we eagerly wait for his return. See, in the end, the only thing that is counted is faith expressing itself through God's love. See, this is about each one of us living in Christ Jesus, maturing into the person God has predestined for us to be according to his plan, who works out everything to his purpose and will. We heard God's truth. We believed in the salvation of our souls. Therefore, we are indeed in Christ Jesus, marked with a seal by the Holy Spirit. This is about living our lives through the cross of Christ. We can't turn back and start operating in the flesh. See, there are many who are enemies of Christ. They're working to get those who believe in Christ Jesus to have confidence in their flesh. But we are who are in Christ Jesus put no confidence in the flesh. Our confidence in the work that was done at the cross in the Spirit of God and the glory of Christ Jesus. See, anything that we gain in this world by our flesh, we count it as a loss. It's all rubbish compared to us coming to know Christ Jesus. Though we have to live in this world, nothing can take us away from what we have gained in coming to know Christ Jesus and living in Him. Nothing can separate us from the work Christ did at the cross, which saved our very soul. We can rejoice, for Christ is near us. There's no need to be anxious about anything. See, when we call on the name of Jesus, He will hear our prayers and He will answer us. See, when our faith and hope is in Christ Jesus, a feeling of peace comes over us, which transcends our understanding and God and over our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Go with me to Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. So there are many things in this world that can easily take our mind off of Christ Jesus. We're so connected to the world, it does not take much to pull us away from the Lord. See, we have to remain faithful every day. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See, we have to be steadfast in our faith and hope in the Lord. We have to have confidence in the cross and in Christ Jesus so we have access to the fullness of God the Father. There's no need to work outside of the power and authority of Christ Jesus. See, in Christ we experience a spiritual circumcision that has been buried when we was baptized and we are raised with Him with the power of God in Christ Jesus. See, bearing our cross every day will help us remain confident that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who love us. See, we learn to live in Christ Jesus. We become confident and convinced that death cannot harm us. We become convinced that the devil cannot hurt us. We become convinced that nothing in this world can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. See, living in Christ will require for us to live a humble lifestyle before the Lord. See, we have to keep ourselves under control and in check. Pride and arrogance can sneak into the best of us. See, we can't think highly of ourselves if we desire to remain in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is our example. He walked on this earth as a humble person, and you and I have to follow in His footsteps. There's no other way to live in Christ Jesus. See, money and riches cannot cause us to get beside ourselves. We have to think of ourselves using a sober judgment, not full of pride and arrogance, but in the measure of faith that God has given us in the Lord. We can't be divided in the body of Christ. We're all one in the body of Christ. We must learn to live as one. Though we don't have the same functions, we have to learn to live in Christ Jesus as members. Each belonging to each other, all living in Christ Jesus. As one body living in Christ, we must glorify Christ Jesus in our service to God. See, we have to stop letting the devil have his way. Stop speaking against any part of the body of Christ, but every part praying for the other. See, we cannot allow the devil to enter in and cause dysfunction in the body of Christ. Each part speaks only what Christ has accomplished as a member of His body. See, living in Christ would be like a triumphant procession flowing through the body of Christ Jesus as we spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. See, we are to God an aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. See, the cross gives us a way to live in Christ Jesus. God will raise us up with Christ and seat us in heavenly realms in order that in the coming age He will show us more grace. Not by any works we've done, but by the grace and through faith. See, we receive the free gift of God done at the cross of Christ Jesus. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10. See, living in Christ changes our outlook on life. See, before, everything came through the works of our hands. But through the cross, Christ made a way for us to freely receive, to do what was prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10 says, and God raised us up with Christ Jesus and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ, in order in the coming age He might show His incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And it's not of yourself, it is a gift from God. Not by works, so there's no one can boast. See, but we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. See, it's not until we come out of something that we really can look back and see how bad it really was. See, as we live our lives through Christ Jesus, we have to remember that once we were separated from Christ, see, many of us get in trouble with the Lord because we fail to remember this. Therefore, we pretend that we've always been saved. See, living in Christ Jesus allows us to remain truthful about ourselves. We're excluded from citizenship, foreigners to the covenant of promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now we who are once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ Jesus. We have to learn to live in Christ Jesus so he will dwell in our hearts based on our faith, so we will remain rooted and established in his love. See, we come to understand his power and love, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. We come to know of his surpassing knowledge and be filled with the full measure of God. See, we live in Christ Jesus because he's able to do more for us than we can ever do for ourselves, more than we can ever imagine, according to his power and authority that is at work in us. See, living in Christ Jesus will take time. There are many factors at play here. We come to Christ Jesus, we confess our sins, he accepts us and washes away our sins, then we start transgressing and playing in darkness and listening to the devil. Then we get convicted, we turn and confess our sins and repent of our transgressions, and the Lord forgive us, and we continue to do this. See, it takes time before we're really living in Christ Jesus, but it's not something that we can play around with. See, if we're going to live in Christ Jesus, then he has to be able to live in us. And for that to be true, we cannot play in darkness. So we have to allow Christ Jesus to reign over our mortal body, so he's able to reside in us, see. But not only does the Lord need to remain in us, but we have to remain in him. See, we have to be clothed in the Lord. We have to put on the fullness of Christ Jesus and put on the goodness of the Lord. This takes maturity in us. See, others will see that the Lord is living in us. And he's all on the inside of us. See, they won't even recognize you anymore. You look like the Lord. You walk like the Lord. You talk like the Lord. You have to press forward toward the goal, so we can win the prize for which God has called us heavenly in Christ Jesus. As we live in Christ Jesus, living a mature life will take hold of us, and we'll see God's purpose clearly. Others may not see it, but God will make it clear to us and them. We have to live up to what has already been done in us by the Lord. See, we can't dishonor the work done at the cross. When we reach maturity in Christ, we'll be able to look back like Paul and thank God for what he's done in his life. See, we will clearly recognize that we have received the full measure of our faith, that we've been amply supplied by living in Christ Jesus. See, we can't lack anything. We just be living in the Lord. See, there will be not anything that we need. All our needs will be met. We praise you, Lord. Faithful. Faithful is our God. See, living in Christ Jesus in the daytime is very challenging. It's hard to find those who will stay with the word of God these days. But this cannot stop us from pursuing our life in Christ Jesus. It is the Lord who's called us. This calls for patience and endurance as we continue God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. See, a voice from heaven said, blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. See, yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. So we have a promise from God. If we accept the work done at the cross through Christ Jesus, we inherit eternal life. So let us live our lives in Christ Jesus to please God the Father. And so our salvation is secure. Let nothing move you. Let nothing turn you away from Christ. He is the truth, the light in the way. Praise God. It was at the cross when we first met the Lord, when we first saw the light. Praise the Lord. He makes himself available so we can find our way home to God's kingdom. He died for you and I. He was raised for you and I. He reigns for you and I. It's not over. Lord, we carry our cross. We bear it every day. It's not over. Look at the Lord. Live in Christ Jesus every day. Look at the cross of Christ. Look what God has done. It's not done. Finish the work. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Look at the cross. The cross has made a way for you and I. We was dead in our transgressions. You know what lifestyle you live. You lived in a horrible lifestyle. You had no life with Christ Jesus. You were not in God, but Christ called you, through Christ, God made a way for you to come into the light, to understand and have all your sins washed away. It's through the cross that God has allowed us to live and have peace in our life, to experience His joy in our life, to understand the authority that's in His Son, Christ Jesus, to be made whole, to be made a new creation in the Lord. You got to understand what the cross, bear your cross every day. Don't ever put it down. Walk in the light of Christ Jesus. Walk in Christ Jesus every day, remembering the work done at the cross. There's no way, there's no other way but through the work that was done at the cross through Christ Jesus. And let us come into the presence of the Lord and give thanks. We're so grateful, God. We're so grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful that you made a way. We was unable to walk any way. We couldn't find our way home to your kingdom, God. But thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for providing a way through the cross. We receive it, God. We receive it, Lord Jesus. We receive it and we walk in it. In Christ Jesus, we'll make it all the way to the kingdom of God. We'll make it home. Receive it today. Live your life in Christ Jesus. Amen.